Begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Welcome to our guests this morning. Part of my sermon will be speaking in a loud voice. We have, of course, the opportunity to gather on this special day for us as a parish where we're remembering our patron, Saint Nicholas. Also, very close to today, it was 5 years ago when our parish closed on this property and when we began the process of moving in and consecrating this place as a church. And this, for us, is an opportunity to reflect upon the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us and upon us as individuals, but also as a parish. And so we're blessed to have this wonderful story of the Samaritan, the thankful Samaritan. We know about the Good Samaritan, and we heard about him a couple weeks ago, and today we hear about the thankful Samaritan, who was the one who was the leper who had been healed, one of ten. And he was the one who returned and gave thanks to God and whose life was transformed by the grace of the working of Christ. And this message of thanksgiving is not just simply appropriate for a couple of weeks ago when we had the turkey and the football, but also is appropriate and even far more so for us as Christians in an ongoing way. And so the gospel today is instructive to us about this, and we should reflect upon it and to see the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. A couple of thoughts I'd like to share with you, one from a sense of what St. Cyril in his sermon on this passage indicated. And that was that, what does the Lord Jesus do? He comes and he's going into the village and the lepers are far away and they want to be healed, and so the lepers have to stay far away. That's the rule in those days. And so the Lord Jesus says, go and show yourself to the priests. And that in and of itself would have been enough to effect their cure, and it was. And this whole idea of going to show yourself to the priest was something that St. Cyril noted in his homily, because he says that the priest knew the marks of leprosy. In the Old Testament, it was the priest who was the one who was to determine who was able to be in the community, the Jewish community, and who couldn't, because leprosy had afflicted them. And of course, leprosy being contagious and dangerous to the whole of the community, it was necessary to isolate them. This would be politically very unpopular today, but it was done for the benefit of the community. And not an ultimate judgment about anyone who suffered such an affliction. And as it were, the priests were the gatekeepers of this community, of this Jewish community. But his point was that if they go and give testimony to the priests, if they go and begin to speak about what God has done in their life, they were healed miraculously, wonderfully. Going and giving testimony is actually a way in which we recognize and affirm and acknowledge what God has done for us. And that is exactly what we have to do. We have to acknowledge what God has done for us. We have to receive it and acknowledge it. And this is where so often I think we fall short. Because while we may receive the gifts of the Lord, we do not often really recognize what those gifts are, let alone acknowledge it. And even acknowledge, as St. Cyril says, who Christ was to the priest and to others about his healing. But of course, this is not the fullness of the story. It would have been a nice story if the lepers had gone exactly, done exactly what the Lord said, and given testimony to Christ. That would have been a good thing. But there is a bigger point here. And this is the story for those of us who will be Christians. Now, you see, we have here an example of the one out of ten, the 10%, the tithe, as it were, of the lepers that goes back to Christ and does so with a recognition of what Christ has accomplished for him. Everyone received the blessing of Christ. You know, the gift of salvation poured out by Christ on the cross, this is a gift given to all mankind. Everyone receives forgiveness of sins. It is only for us to receive that forgiveness in our hearts and to let it transform us, to let it heal the leprosy of our souls. But we are not Christians until the circuit is complete, until we come back to Christ and acknowledge and give thanks and give praise to him. And this is what the one leper did. This is the one that realized and acknowledged and understood what this was all about, what had happened to him. And he comes back. And it's interesting that how the scriptures describe him. It says he comes back with a great voice, a mega voice, literally in the Greek. A mega voice. Mega voice. You see, because he wants everybody to know what Christ has done for him. It's so important. Everybody should know this. It's really, really important. And he wants Christ to know how he feels about it. And so he raises his voice to Christ. And he gives thanks to him. And then, you know, when he gets closer, do you know what he does? He exemplifies in his body what is in his soul. And so he falls down before Christ in thanksgiving. It's thinking about this, sometimes people will ask, in the Ukrainian practice of the liturgy, we after the epiklesis, in the anaphora, the Eucharistic prayer, in our custom, the priest does a prostration. That's what this is, okay? It's our recognition. This is not a penitential prostration. This is our falling on our face and realizing that God has come into our midst by sending his Holy Spirit down and transforming the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Christ, who is present to us every bit, if not more so, than he was present to this man. And so that's what we do. And oh, by the way, if you are so inclined, do that as well. We have sort of a free form way of worship in this regard. That's why we don't have the pews. It's so that these kinds of expressions can be manifest to us. And we can express to God what he has accomplished in thanksgiving to him. Now, the thing that the story doesn't even end there. Even if that was it, that would be enough. But it doesn't end there. He continues, by the way, to cry out in a loud voice to God. And this is another example of, we see this in a couple of these people in the scripture stories. I don't know, you know, if you heard, everybody gets an assignment today. You've got the little sheet from your scripture passages today, okay? In the Prokimenon today, shout joyfully to the Lord and give him praise. And also then in the reading of the epistle to Colossians, what does St. Paul begin the epistle with? Give thanks to the Father. Give worship with him. How do we do that? We do that with our minds, with our hearts, oh yes, and with our voices. That's one of the reasons why in our church, in our parish, we sing the liturgy. This gives us a chance for each one of us to sing the praises of God from our hearts. And so don't be afraid. But just simply imitate what this man has done. And you know what happens when we do that? We're faced with the challenge. Do we really believe that God has blessed us? Do we have anything to give thanks to God for? When we begin to make that list, it becomes very long, actually, if we just take a few moments to reflect on the multitude of God's bounties, but especially those spiritual bounties, the spiritual bounties that are realized that this man experiences because of his return to Christ. And once he falls on his face, then the Lord says, "Rise." This is an elevation, a coming into the before the face of God. This is worship. Come and behold me. Be restored, be renewed. Let this enthusiasm in your life transform it. One of the things that occurred to me as I was reflecting on the gospel today, this is where we go wrong sometimes with Christianity. And listen to the preachers sometimes. You'll hear them say this. It's subtle. The tendency is to take the scriptures, the liturgy, the church, or whatever, and then apply it to your life. Okay? That can't happen until we first come to Christ, until we receive this relationship with Him. And if we try to just simply take the Bible and put its precepts into action, what we're doing is really what the other nine lepers did. They just took the precepts of Christ and they're out there kind of doing them somewhere. But they have not been able to come back to Christ. You see, this is the great movement of Thanksgiving and of Eucharist, of this story, is that return back to Christ, that return that worship flows from within the soul. And then once that occurs, then at some point, the Lord dismisses us. He stays among us because for us as Christians, He has risen from the dead. But yes, we go to our daily lives. But we go transformed with the mind and with the heart of Christ. And we bring Christ into the world in that way. But we don't just take ourselves to the world with a bunch of good ideas that we've sort of sifted out of the scriptures. But instead, it's Christ who will save the world. And to the degree that we are with and in Him, then that grace will also come to others as well. And so there was a contrast. There is a contrast between the nine and the one. The nine, the crowd that's easy to follow, or the one that returns to give thanks to Christ. And our return to Christ is not but once, but it is again and again. As with enthusiasm, with joy. And the more we realize what God has bestowed upon us, you see, that's part of this cycle. The more that we realize what God has bestowed upon us, the more that we give thanks to Him. And then the more we become aware of all that God is doing for us. If you ever want to get a sense of that, just read the Anaphora, the Eucharistic prayer. Eucharist, of course, being Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving prayer that we'll say in a few moments, which I'll read aloud. For all of the things that we give thanks to God for. And these are the spiritual things. For our salvation, for all that He has accomplished on our behalf. For His coming and taking flesh of the Virgin Mary that we remember during this Nativity season. And that all that He has done in His cross, His tomb, His resurrection on the third day, His ascension into heaven. And this then becomes not just words out of my mouth, but this becomes the prayer of God's people, that's us. These become our words. That's why I read it out loud. So that these words are your words, which I say on your behalf as a priest, because you are the church. You are the leper that has come back and are being healed by Christ because of His grace. This, then, in coming and back and in returning, this is how we receive what? Salvation. He says, by your faith, by your coming back, by your joining yourself in praise and in worship, raising your voice in thanksgiving, you are being saved. If you want to be saved, this is how it happens. It's by returning the praise and the thanksgiving and the glory that is due to Christ back to Him. So let us, brothers and sisters, lift up our voices this morning in thanksgiving. God has so much to bestow upon us and has bestowed so much upon us. Let us give thanks to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.